And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor, Pastor Roland, and I bid you welcome. It's a great pleasure to be here, and I'm going to talk about some very, very, very important things. First of all, I'd like to tell you about myself. I've been on the air for 23 years, and I talk about bringing Christianity to life. See, one of the things that we Christians, or we good people, you know, not everybody that listens to the program is a Christian. A lot of people who aren't Christian listen in because they're searching for answers. They're searching for insight. They're searching for meaning. One of the things that we humans, all of us, have a problem with is that we kind of know we're supposed to be patient. We know we're supposed to be loving. We know we're supposed to be forgiving. We know we're supposed to be kind and gracious and so on. We all know that. Even little tiny kids know it. But when it comes to dealing with other people, what happens? We fail. We fail. We become impatient. We become judgmental instead of being kind or mean-spirited underneath. See, we hide it. But underneath, we don't loving. We don't feel kind. Instead, we feel resentful. See, that's how we fail, mainly through resentment and judgment. But the worst part is that we fail with our own families. We resent our kids, we resent our husband, we resent our wife, we resent our mom, we resent our dad. See, now never mind whether they do things that are quote-unquote irritating or naughty or sometimes people even do things that are wicked. But never mind that for the moment. The point is we fail. And then afterwards we feel guilty. And then what do? We feel guilty, so then we're extra nice. We say, I'm going to be extra nice. We try to be extra nice to them. And then what happens? Well, they end up betraying us again or doing something naughty again. Or they take advantage. And then we resent them all over again. See how that works? All right. Well, so you see there's a little bit of a disconnect there between what we know and what we do. We know how we're supposed to be, but sometimes we don't know how to put it into practice. Well, that's where I can help, because I've been talking about this subject, putting Christianity into practice, for 23 years. Incidentally, I'm extremely excited about being on the air here in San Francisco on the station called The Light at the Top of the Dial, a beautiful station, and I'm delighted to be here. I'm still on the air in Southern California too, so I've got California covered. I've got the Los Angeles area covered and the San Francisco Bay Area, and that's good. It's good that I be here. Now, let's get into the subject at hand. Which is how to put Christianity into practice. Here's some hints for you. Number one, let's talk about how to be more forgiving. Maybe that's a good place to start. Let's talk about how to be more forgiving, because we all know, no matter what denomination we belong to, or even if we're not even a Christian, we all know we're supposed to be more forgiving. But we don't know how. I will show you how, and you will be delighted to find out. It's much easier than you think. After this brief announcement. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org.
Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. I've been on the air for 23 years. I've written 14 books. And I talk about some very, very important things. So listen up, would you please? You know, it's kind of, we're talking about forgiving here. The topic of how to be more forgiving. Now, the reason I select this topic is because it is a sticky wicket for a lot of people. A lot of people have baggage from the past. They resented their mom, they resent their dad, or they resent their husband. They resent something their husband did or said, or their wife. So we have those. We have that, and it causes us a lot of conflict, actually. Conflict because we know we're not supposed to be resentful. But the problem is, see, this is a very good thing. The problem is that people think that if they forgive someone, it means they have to be nice to them, that they have to love them and be nice to them and be kind to them and see them and talk to them and all that kind of stuff, or that they have to pretend that nothing happened. But that is not the case. That is not the case, so stay tuned. Listen in, because I'm going to give you a great big secret about how to be more forgiving. Oh, incidentally, if you want to visit my website before I give you the secret, you can visit. There's two places to visit. Number one, www.talktoapastor.org. www.talktoapastor.org. And incidentally, I'm there quite a bit for live chat. You can actually talk to me. You know, you can text me a question. Get an answer right there at www.talktoapastor.org. You can also go to our 24/7 self-help resource center, which is www.commonsensecounseling.org. I'll give you those URLs again later in the program. Now let's talk about how to be more forgiving. Here's the secret. Are you ready? The secret is to let go of resentment. You see, it is resentment that makes us unforgiving. It's the resentment that makes us judgmental. When you resent another person, it's the same thing as hating them a little bit, judging them a little bit, condemning them a little bit. And what resentment does, a couple of bad things. First of all, it cuts you off from your own ground of good. It cuts you off from love. It actually cuts you off from God. Remember, Christ said, you know, unless you, when they asked him how many times to forgive someone, he said, forgive, you know, as many times as you have to. Just keep forgiving. And at another point, he said, if you don't forgive the person your neighbor, then your heavenly Father will not forgive you. Something like that. I don't get the words exactly right, but he said something like that. So it's not good for you. Resentment is bad for you. It cuts you off from your own ground of being, your own ground of good. It cuts you off from love. And that's why you feel empty. A lot of people feel depressed. A lot of people feel empty. And the reason is because they are resentful. So here's the secret to forgiving other people. You can forgive another person by simply not resenting them anymore. Okay? And it helps. It helps when you get older and you've, you know, like the old expression, walked
in their moccasins, when you've walked a mile in their shoes, when you get older and you have kids of your own, and so on, you begin to see that maybe your poor old mom and dad weren't as bad as you thought they were. They were just lost. They were confused. They were out of control, just as you possibly are right now, you see. Okay? And the other thing is, you begin to see that maybe your husband and wife is really not all that bad. They're just a regular person. Your wife is a person. Your husband is a person with feet of clay. Not perfect, but not really all that bad. That helps. When you look at it that way, it helps to be able to let go of the resentment. If you can learn to not resent them, that's the same thing as forgiving. Okay? Now, a lot of us have someone in our past that did something bad to us. Okay? The secret is to not resent them. Realize that they were out of control. Realize that perhaps something was operating through them. See, wickedness gets inside of people. See, when we react to other people, especially when we resent them, something of them gets inside of us. And then from its new home within us, it acts through us. So it's quite possible that the person who did something bad to you, I won't say quite possible. It's guaranteed that whatever they did to you, someone did it to them. Someone did it to them. And now it in them operates through them, see? Now that you know that, it makes it easier to forgive. And what do I mean by forgive? I mean let go of the resentment. Just drop the resentment. In other words, don't hate them anymore. See that they're wrong. See that they did something wrong. Doesn't mean you have to like it. Just don't hate them. See the difference? You've heard the expression hate the sin but not the sinner. That's the idea. So now let's suppose somebody did something wrong to you in the past. Okay? So now you see that they were acted through. Someone did it to them. They were out of control. See, probably they couldn't stop themselves. So you let go of the resentment. One day you see them and you say, hey, when I was a kid, you did this and this to me. That was rotten. And I just want you to know that what you did to me was rotten. And I hated you, but I don't hate you anymore. Now all you have to do is apologize to me and be sorry and mean it. And the person will undoubtedly either apologize and say they're sorry or they won't. And if they don't, then you just shake the dust from your shoes and go off and never have to have anything to do with them again. See? It's perfectly possible to forgive another person, in other words, not resent them. Not resent them and never have to have anything to do with them again. You see? In other words, if somebody breaks my window, they do a bad thing and break my window, I'll say, excuse me, you broke my window, I want you to pay for it. And if they say, no, I'm not paying for your window, and they laugh, ha ha ha, then I call the police, and I have the police come out, and report is made, and I probably take them to court, and so on and so forth. See, so I do what I have to do. I do what I have to do, but I don't resent them. See how that works? All right, so I think I've made a very good point here. You might have to listen to this program again and again so you get it. See, it's a little different than what you are used to. You're used to hearing that if you forgive someone, you have to be nice to them. But the truth is, you don't have to be nice to someone who did something bad to you. You just don't resent them anymore, that's all. Okay? All right. The program is Talk to a Pastor. My name is Roland. And I'm delighted to be here. Now, what resources do I have for you? Well, I have a lot of resources. For example, I have a 24/7 self-help resource center. We have audio of these programs. You can listen to the audio again and again. I have lots of articles, links to blogs where I have blog posts about these topics. And, of course, my books. You can order my books. Most of my books are on Amazon, or they're on Barnes & Noble. You can actually preview them at Amazon and order the books if you like. And now, we're going to take a little break. Please listen to this important announcement, and I will then tell you more.
Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level, online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting, you know, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable, where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake. With me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. The program is called Talk to a Pastor, and here we go. I'm going to have a lot more good information for you this evening, or this morning if you're listening in Southern California. It's morning. If you're listening in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, it's evening. Now let's talk about something else. Let's talk about relationships. See, the nice thing about me is that I talk about spiritual principles in a way that I bring them down to earth and make them relevant to the issues, the life issues and the relationship issues that we have in our life. What is it that people have problems with? Well, problems with relationships. Boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, mom or dad, kids, see, relationships, possibly co-workers. And what other kind of problems do we have? People have mental and emotional issues. A lot of people are depressed or chronically unhappy. A lot of people have obsessive-compulsive disorder or anxiety. See, they've been diagnosed. Just about everybody nowadays has been diagnosed with something. OCD, anxiety. People are suffering from post-traumatic stress, and so on. These are real issues, ladies and gentlemen. And if you look carefully, you will see that the main problem that people have is right on the inside. You know, a flat tire we can deal with. You know, you lose your job, you find another job. You know, even little health issues, we can deal with them. But the anxiety, mental torment, the unhappiness, the hurt feelings, the suppressed anger, and so on. These are the problems that we have. And you know, resentment can ruin your life. Suppressed anger can ruin your life, not to mention your health. See? And anxiety is a problem that a lot of people have.
A lot of people hear voices, for example. Yeah, they do. They don't want to talk about it too much, but they do. Well, these things have to be dealt with, so I deal with all these things, and I have books. I have books on all of these topics where I talk about them. And I have found something very, very interesting. Oh, incidentally, if you want to visit our 24/7 self-help resource center, it's www.commonsensecounseling.org. If you want to visit the place where I am, where you can actually talk to me, chat with me via live chat, you know, by texting, then visit talktoapastor.org, www.talktoapastor.org. Now let's continue here with our discussion of relationships. We just had Thanksgiving, and I notice I have a special blog which is for relationships. It's called Healing Relationships, and that's where people can read some of my articles about arguing, about you know, my wife asked me to leave, what do I do, what should I do, my wife just cheated on me, now what, my husband and I argue all the time, my wife and I argue all the time, my kids don't listen to me, I'm unhappy in my marriage, you know, these types of things. Help, my in-laws are driving me crazy. You know, these are topics that I deal with. You'll find some answers, some insights at my Healing Relationships blog. But anyway, I notice a very interesting thing, and that is whenever it's a holiday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, whatever, 4th of July, there's always a spike in visits to my website. Because a lot of people who are having problems with fighting and arguing and so forth, they come to my website, they search, you know, search terms like we argue all the time or something like that, and then they find my website, and then they come. So there's always a big spike in visits. Now, why is that? Well, it's because during the regular, you know, work week, people are busy. You know, when everything's regular, they're busy. Their days are filled up, their weekends are filled up. And sometimes they're not even around each other a lot. But when there's a holiday, then everybody has to be together. And then what? The suppressed anger comes out, suppressed resentment, hostility, unfinished business. It comes to the surface. Often there's an argument about something that is totally unrelated to what's really going on underneath. But nevertheless, arguments occur, and then everybody goes off and they go to their room and get on the computer and then start searching for, you know, what do I do when we argue all the time, that sort of thing. Well, okay. So the point is that relationships, husband and wife, fiancé and boyfriend, boyfriend and fiancé, father and daughter, father and son, daughter and father, daughter and mother, mother and son, mother and daughter. These relationships are so important, and it's where we seem to have most of our big issues. And so I always spent a lot of time talking about relationships, and I help people. In fact, I've already helped you this evening. Remember, we talked about resentment and how important it is to give up resentment, to let the resentment go. See, a lot of times, people, we become so judgmental. When we're resentful, remember I said we fall away from love? We fall away from love when we're resentful. It's impossible to have love when you're resentful. See, next time you become resentful, look at how negative you become and how hard it is to accept a compliment or to feel good about things. You can't even feel good about yourself. See, now a lot of people use resentment energy to accomplish a lot. They storm off and say, I'll prove to them, I'll show them, blah, blah, blah. Well, you can see the problem with that, can't you? What they did was done out of resentment, and therefore they'll feel guilty for it. So it's a very important thing that for you to learn in life, to learn just how damaging resentment is. See, we think we're entitled to resent. We say, well, after what they did to us or what have you. But the thing is, we're not. Yes, everybody can resent, but we shouldn't, because it's a very bad thing for us. It's bad for our health. It's bad for our soul. And it can taint and ruin everything. It can ruin your career. It can ruin your marriage. It can ruin anything. Take resentment out of everything you do, please. Would you do me that one favor? Would you begin watching for the resentment? And when you see it, just let it pass. For example, we all know how, if you pass some potato chips, there they are, and you see them and everything. You don't have to eat them. You can just let them, you can just pass. Please do that with resentment. I'll be right back. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Thank you very much for listening to this program. It's been a great pleasure for me, and I hope there's been some insights for you. Listen in again next week, would you please? I'm going to be here the same time every week from now on. And until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.